30 minutes after 7.
When they say half past 7?
If you look at the other way.
They see the numbers, and then they're 7:30.
You almost need a picture of a clock at the hand dryer.
If you look at it the other way in regard to 8 o'clock, what would you say? You ever use it that way?
Quarter of 8. I might say it, but I would normally say it's 7:45.
Yes, you do, because you say, kind of got 10 minutes of 8.
But I think it's more in relation to something that is being planned at a certain time. But if I were telling time, I would say 7:45. But if I were thinking toward the fact that we must be at a certain place by 8, I would say a quarter of 8. But I'm not, because I'm referring to the 8 o'clock.
I think it's more once you get past 7:30. And I never have heard you say 7:40, but I've heard you say 20 minutes of 8.
Well, how about this 10:45? What would that be in relation to 11?
No, I'd say 10. No, truly, if there were a clock and it said 10:45, I would say 10:45. But if someone said, like in reference to 11, well, I would think, well, it'll take me 15 minutes to get there. I will be there at 15 minutes, I believe at 15 minutes of 11. But it's all in reference to something.
You ever say quarter till or quarter to? Mm-hmm.
Quarter till.
That's important. In the north quarter, see, two and till, there's a strong isogloss there dividing regional lines.
Why would there say quarter
two? I'm not fast enough to record this way. We're just running a fast interview, and I'm letting it go on the tape, and I'll pick it up from there. But I should be writing all these down phonetically. Well, let's see.
Am I talking?
Yeah, I imagine. You want to hear yourself?
Love it.
Well, let's see. Let's suppose you've been someplace, and let's say you've been there a week or so. Someone says, did you just come? You say, no, I've been here for...
Or staying.
Someone says, you've just been here a little while? You say, no, I've been here for...
A long time?
Let's see, 1959 was...
Last year.
And 1960 is...
The next year. Is this year.
If a little boy has his third birthday, you'd say, today this little boy is...
3 years old.
And he was 2 years old just...
Last year.
Or he became 2 years old...
A year ago.
Smoothly. Wanted to get 3 years old and a year ago. What would you say about today? If somebody says, is it rainy out? You'd say, no,
well,
this is
lovely
one of
day.
Those. Anything else you'd say instead of lovely?
Pretty.
And if it had rained and then the rain was starting to abate, you'd say the weather is...
Clearing up.
And if we've had a period of good weather, and it appears that we're going to have some poor weather, we'd say the weather is...
Turning bad.
And if you don't want to emphasize the condition there, what would you say?
Changing.
And when this weather is changing, let's say the clouds are beginning to appear, what would you say that is?
Going rain.
Well, how about the clouds? The clouds are what?
Building up.
What do you call a brief, heavy rain?
Shower.
Any
downpour. I see what you mean, heavy rain.
Any colloquial terms that you ever heard or ever used?
Deluge.